And do you recall that glimpse of garbage disposal we had on the program last month from Sicily? There as ever, it's the mafia that make collecting using trucks so expensive and inefficient. But now they've bypassed Tony Soprano using donkeys. Naomi Fowler.
This small Sicilian town has started a rubbish revolution. When their rubbish trucks came up for renewal, the local council here in Castelbuono worked out that downgrading their technology not only makes environmental sense, it makes economic sense too. Donkeys are cheaper than trucks. €1,200 a donkey versus €30,000 for every rubbish truck. And they cost less to maintain. So Castelbuono ditched its trucks, and now every day from 7am to 12pm, the streets are full of a workforce Castelbuono hasn't seen for 100 years. Vincenzo Mazzolo runs the scheme, and he's hurrying me through the cobbled streets to show me the donkeys at work.
È stata una mossa buona, almeno gli altri, tutti l'hanno visto, quindi...
Yeah, we're in a beautiful street surrounded by mountains.
Hello.
Donkeys come to say hello.
Okay, so there are two donkeys here working in this street. They've got special panniers on their backs. They're carrying various kinds of recycled rubbish.
Questa è ragusana. Ora quella invece è grigia siciliana.
Come si chiama?
Cosima.
Cosima.
Sì,
Cosima e...
Santina.
Santina.
And these breeds were dying out before. Oh, here's the mayor, Mario Cicero. Piacere.
Gli asini, come avete visto, sono di una dolcezza molto più dolce degli uomini, più dolce degli uomini. Noi stiamo dimostrando al mondo.
The local council here says in the first year their eco-donkeys, or eco-asine as they call them, actually collected 140,000 kilos more rubbish than the trucks did in the same period the year before. That doesn't surprise Professor Edgerton, author of the book Shock of the Old.
We think in clichés about technology. We don't have a realistic view of it at all. So, for example, we think that a very particular new technology is going to transform everything. The technologies that we hear about most and the biggest claims are made for are not necessarily the ones that have changed our lives for the better, at least.
Castelbuono's refuse workers say they prefer working with the donkeys.
Bene, si lavora bene, se sono con noi, bravo, hai visto? Un pezzettino di pane, di mangio, e lui viene sempre da pensare a noi, lavoratore.
Few Sicilians enjoy a service as good as the one in Castelbuono. Rubbish is a big problem in Sicily. Every so often, the money to pay for public services disappears, and the rubbish piles high in the streets because there's nothing left to pay the refuse workers. These people in Sicily's capital, Palermo, are very angry about it. Last summer, the situation was as serious as it was in Naples the year before. The hazard to public health was so great, people started fires and the army was drafted in to clear it all up.
So we've driven out of the town now, and we're surrounded by mountains, and this is where the donkeys are kept.
Prego.
It's a pretty place where they live. They've got a 360-degree view of the mountains.
Professor Edgerton again.
The number of hand looms and donkey carts have expanded in many parts of the world in the 20th century. And yet you wouldn't find them in any textbook on the history of technology. You'd find atomic bombs and space rockets. We forget that the newest thing is not necessarily better than the old things. We forget indeed that distinguishing between old and new in material terms is almost impossible. There will be some things in a mobile phone which are of recent invention, but the system it works in is a mixture of old and new, just as a motor car is a mixture of old and new, a ship is a mixture of old and new. We live in a world which we simply can't say some things are from the past and other things are from the future. We are told we are living in an era of ever-increasing invention, indeed ever-increasing change, and we've been told that for a very, very long time. Now, that doesn't mean it's untrue, but in fact, when one starts looking at rates of invention, if one looks around 1900, for example, one could claim, certainly, that the rate of invention was faster then than it is now. And the rate at which people's lives were being changed by new things was probably faster then than it is now. We're living in a remarkably old-fashioned world, but we don't see the old-fashioned bits which keep it going.
So what should we do with your ideas then?
We're told that if we want to change the world, we need to invest in particular kinds of new technologies. My response is, if we really want to change the world, we've got to look at the whole spectrum of things that we use and develop and ask ourselves, which ones do we need to improve? Which ones do we need to get rid of? Which ones should we bypass altogether? And that's a very different approach to thinking about change.
And perhaps which ones should we think about going back to?
And indeed, and we need to get rid of the naive theories of technological time that are so central to the arguments about the importance of innovation and seek to, where appropriate, recover technologies that have been overlooked because they're assumed to be old-fashioned and therefore inefficient or inappropriate. One of the greatest things that holds back change is a very old-fashioned, naive, frankly silly belief that the future will be radically different from the past.
Here's a donkey just come in from work. He's still got his saddle and his boxes. Yeah, but donkey's coming to say hello.
Pastor Buono's idea is spreading. A small town in Tuscany has started its own donkey scheme. There was a local councillor from Palermo visiting here today who wants to start a pilot scheme there. The town's buzzing with international delegates too. I met a visitor from Thailand who's planning her own donkey scheme back home. So this local initiative just might eventually impact on refuse collection in towns across the world. This is Naomi Fowler in Castelbuono, Sicily, for The Science Show.